Rebecca. All right, so while this is loading, today I'm just going to start out with a brief overview of the 2012 budget. And then as the presentation goes on, I'll try and focus a little bit more on CDC and then directly on how the budget impacts immunizations activities. And I know we really don't have 2011 figured out yet, but thought that it's a safer bet to go with 2012. All right, so I wanted to start out just to kind of put the budget in context. This table right here proportionately shows federal spending. And if you look at the other healthcare line, that is where CDC funding is allocated. Also, there are some other agencies in there, HRSA and SAMHSA, and there are a couple of other activities in there. But just to give it a perspective of the federal budget, that category right there accounts for about 1.2% of total spending. And then if you look down here, if you look at the net interest that we're paying on debt, that is 6.3%. And so if you just kind of look, we're almost putting as much on the interest as we are for Medicaid. And then we're paying more on the interest than both education and transportation along with the other healthcare all combined. So again, that's just trying to give you a little bit of the picture of what we're looking at. In 2011, the projected debt was $1.6 trillion. And so as we're moving forward, trying to find resolution on 2011, also looking at 2012, we're looking at that deficit and trying to balance things. And so there are a lot of tough decisions that, you know, are having to be made at the budget and policy level. Oh, other way. Okay. So just to now kind of focus on CDC, I thought it would be helpful to kind of see the trends of CDC spending, and then again we'll dive down into the immunization levels. So just overall looking, this is kind of looking at 2008 to the 2012 president's budget. If you look at CDC's program level, there is a pretty substantial increase of about $2 billion. But if you look at kind of the blue shaded areas, that's kind of CDC's just straight up budget authority. And if you're looking at that, if you look at the 2008 enacted versus 2012, the president's budget was actually below the 2008 levels when looking strictly at budget authority, but a significant increase in the program level. And so if you're looking at that, this gives you a sense of what is that increase. And luckily for everyone in this room who's focusing on immunizations, I have a nicer crowd, so I have the positive story to tell, as opposed to some of the other areas we've been talking about the budget, and everyone kind of leaves like, OMB. But at this table, if you look down here, the majority of those increases is mostly for VFC. VFC line increased from about $2.7 billion in 2008 to a little over $4 billion in 2012. So that's a significant increase. And particularly looking at CDC's funding, this top line up here, the red line, that's their total program level. And then here you have kind of the budget authority. And again, if you look at 2008 to 2012, we're pretty much flat. And then what you see are the huge increases as the VFC line. And then down here you have the new funding coming in from health reform. And this is the Prevention and Public Health Fund, which has allocated $15 billion over 10 years. And some of that money has started to already trickle through in 2010. Actually, the 2011 allocations, I believe, were just announced on Friday. And that is for $100 million going out to state and local health departments. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. But those are some direct kind of resources that you'll be receiving as part of the fund. And you'll see that kind of increasing over time. So then this is just trying to illustrate, in particular, the immunization funding. Again, the top line, we're just looking at the total program level. And by program level, I mean the combination of different resources that are going towards immunization activities. So it's a combination of VFC and then also a combination of 317. And if you look at the 317 line, we're pretty much level at 2008. That line has had a little bit more variability in it, where there have been some budgets where there have been some proposed decreases, some increases. It's kind of varied, but the VFC line is the one where we were looking at purchase kind of has significantly increased. And now just to give a perspective in total CDC's budget, now this is their program level. So just to kind of explain that, when we mean program level, we're looking at all the budget authority coming in, plus other kind of activities, other mandatory funding, other resources that they have. This does not include PEPFAR funding, so that's something that they'll get through other reimbursables. But just looking at the main resources that are coming into CDC, immunizations counts for 42% of overall CDC funding, so that's a huge portion. If you look at the next kind of three main categories, you have chronic HIV/AIDS, and then the preparedness, which are all about 10 to 14% each between them, and then everything else is all below 5% of funding. So if you're looking at kind of CDC, some of their main missions, some of their main activities, again, a lot of resources are being targeted towards immunizations. So now just kind of focusing in now specific for the 2012 budget highlights. Again, VFC, significant increase. When we're comparing it to 2010, $270 million increase. Again, the majority of this is just for direct vaccine purchase. I just put this in here because the polio piece was a significant increase. When we're looking at CDC's budget authority, if you remember, that line was basically flat. Actually, the 2012 budget was lower than 2008. There were a lot of cuts. As I said, looking at the deficit, there were a lot of difficult decisions we had to make, and it didn't mean that an activity didn't have a lot of value. It's just we're in a tough situation and having to make those tough choices. But in that climate, there was a $10 million increase for polio vaccines. And so as we're talking about just immunizations, I thought that was relevant. And then 317 immunization program was a straight line, but it was a combination in budget authority. We actually decreased budget authority, but had the prevention and public health funds to kind of work in conjunction with that. And so overall, that program was level. And now just looking at, when we're looking at the 2012 budget, what are some of the major highlights or things that we were looking on? Looking at healthcare reform, how can CDC's resources help us meet all those requirements and make sure that we're maintaining high levels of coverage rates? But then there are a couple of specific things that have been more of a priority focus. We're going to get to that in a little bit. With health reform, and that was billing for immunization services, again, looking at vaccine delivery, and improving the information technology infrastructure immunization programs, in particular, kind of the linkage with electronic health records. And so these are three things I just wanted to highlight and take a little bit more time on in the context just of the 2012 budget and health reform of looking at the 317 program and those really being critical dollars to public health departments, state and local areas, helping support that vaccine purchase, kind of that needed infrastructure. And so one thing that was highlighted as part of the 2012 budget, some of you may be familiar, this had kind of started as part of the ARRA-funded programs, is the billables department. As we look forward to immunizations, looking at health reform. One thing that has been a priority is making sure that we're keeping the right mix between the public and private sectors, really valuing both the public and private and the unique pieces that they bring in and making sure that we're preserving that. And so looking at health reform, one thing that was highlighted in the president's budget was billing, making sure that if we do have other locations for providing vaccine, that there is a mechanism for appropriately billing the private insurers, in particular, again, as we look at health reform. And then another piece of the budget, if you notice, we didn't reduce, but we maintained the level of resources for expanding to the non-traditional providers that give free vaccine. I want to just emphasize the free vaccine. Again, the priority is here is in a world with very limited resources, we want to make sure that if a child is covered through VFC or if a child has private insurance, that that public health departments of schools, whoever's administering that, is able to directly bill for that. And also looking at that billing program, there's been a lot of states that have had a lot of successes with this, is if you're appropriately billing, hopefully that also frees up additional resources to focus on some of those other targeted populations. I know some states have used it to focus on adults, which I know with 317 immunizations, sometimes there haven't been a lot of resources available for adult vaccinations. And so again, if we're focusing on making sure we have the billing, that does hopefully free up some resources. And then the last bullet here is just focusing on immunization information systems. You know, there's been a lot of funding that has gone out through electronic health records and for the state exchanges, but we really wanted to make sure that there is a public health component and make sure that that's relevant as we move forward with health reform and linking, making sure that the health departments are linked with the labs and everyone's able to not only receive messages but also be able to send messages and have that capability. Two things I just wanted to highlight. So on the first one, the billing program, I mentioned the prevention and public health funds that were just released as part of the 2011 budget. $20 million was included in there, roughly. And again, these are estimates that will be based on availability of appropriations funding and also will be based on the levels that CDC determines based on the level of awards and the quality of awards. But there's roughly $20 million in there for those activities, and also about $21 million for immunization information systems. So just something that, again, we're seeing kind of the direct resources coming from health reform that are going towards these activities. And the last slide, which is kind of the main topic for today, is kind of what's next for 317. You know, I think we're entering a different climate, both budgetarily and also with health reform. And so looking at kind of what is next, I think something that we've looked at, it, and this was actually language that was in the president's budget, but as reforms are implemented, most likely the size of the current priority population of 317 may decrease. That's due to a lot of estimates that HHS has done based on, they believe 41 million people in new health plans will benefit from the new prevention activities, and they have other estimates. And so we think as more people gain access to coverage, you may see less that are were originally in the uninsured population or 317, as they might have provided vaccines for parents who weren't able to afford the co-pays. Hopefully, with as health insurance, we'll see less of that. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a need for 317. And so, again, looking at the infrastructure and some of the key pieces that we've highlighted here, again, the focus on the billing, electronic health records, and also just making sure that the access is there and uptake, because as I'm sure you all know, just because you have a benefit in place does not mean that a child is going to get vaccinated. And so, again, making sure that the role is there, that we're getting that information out and that there actually is the uptake and we're seeing coverage rates stay at a very relatively high level. And then the last two, again, just focusing on the importance of the private and public health insurance pieces. And then as we see shifts in 317, that could be, there may be other populations that may need to be targeted that, again, as you're looking at insurance, that may not access as easily as other populations. So that's just something that we'll be looking at as things move forward. But that's it for the budget. At this point, I'll just turn it over to Dr. Martinez.